Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Mem Aleph in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting the top of Amud Aleph. So the word Rav Lomar Metzilim Minatanur Lakiro Avloi Mikiro Latanur. There's a few pirushim over here to understand what this means. Reb Chaim goes with the pirush of the Korban Eido, which means you're allowed to take a piece of wood with fire from a tanur to a kira. Tanur and kira are two different types of ovens. The tanur is a one that has more heat and is more fire, and the kira has less. So if you take it from the tanur, it doesn't really affect the tanur so much, so you can put it into the kira. But the kira, when you're taking it out, you're affecting the fire in the kira, and it's considered to be extinguishing. You're not allowed to do that in Yom Tov. The Pnei Moshe says, they talk about taking a gedero, a pot, from the tanur and putting on the kira, and not from the kira putting on the tanur. Because you're allowed to reduce the heat, but not add the heat on Yom Tov, according to the Pshat, and there's other Pirushim. Rabbi Abba Bar Chana Omar Metzilim Mitanur Lekiro Umikilo Tanur. You can exchange. You can take from the Tanur to the Kiro and from the Kiro to the Tanur. Avloi Me'avish Shachis. You can't do it from the evening to the morning. You can do it only when you need it right away. To do it for a long time ahead, you can't do it. Meaning they're allowed to do a little bit of extinguishing, according to Pshat Rav Chaim, but only when it's soich, immediate soich of Orchel Nefesh. Rav Avoyim B'Shem Rav, he says, Metzilim Mitanur Lekiro Umikiro Latanur. Me'avir Tashachas, in for the evening to the morning. Avloim Yom Tov L'chol. The only thing you can't do is do from Yom Tov to the weekday. Says the Gemara, Ein Makivim Shtei Chavir Zishprei Salem Tzakdir. We saw in the Mishnah, kept with two barrels to put on top of it a bowl. Mishum Boyin, it's considered to be building because you're putting the bottom part, then the top part on top. Says the Gemara, Tani says in the Brayis, So lo yetzes sumo b'makloi, a blind person should not go out with a stick. With his cane, is considered to be derech oil. So it's not the way to walk a Yom Tov, because it looks like he needs to go out for a long walk. And a shepherd should not go with his knapsack. Again, looks like he's going to work. Rav Shimon Mount, Rav Shimon allows it. Rav Shimon added, once I can take the wood, the blind person can use his wood. On Yom Tov, you can use for anything you want. For example, to make an animal walk. So similar to what we saw in the Mishnah, that the blood of Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon, says that even things, wood that's meant for a sucker, once it's meant for one thing, you use it for another thing. Halacha Vav Zok the Mishnah. A person could take a small piece of wood to use it as a pick for his teeth. So he could take it from in front of him. You don't say that it's miyuchad for mukze, is miyuchad only to use it for fire. And Chachamim disagree with him. You can gather wood from the chotzer and use it for the fire, because it's not mukze, because everything in the chotzer is mukhan. You can gather what's in front of you. What's the difference? The Gemara explains right away. Meaning, what's the difference between Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim? Answers the Gemara, we're now in Amud Beis. Sibur b'nei, meaning, can you make a pile? That's what they have between them. Da'ite de'ablozor sim tzibur, you can make a pile. Al da'ite de'rabonin sim tzibur, you can't make a pile from the wood. You can just take a little bit of what you need, but not to make a pile. Because by making a pile, it looks like preparing not only for today, also for the next day. Halokha zayin zok demishto. Ein mitzim es sa'ur lo min ha'itzim v'lo min ha'avoni v'lo min ha'mayim. You can't create fire, start a fire on Yom Tov. So the way they used to do it, they either used to rub two pieces of wood together, or two stones together, or putting glass on water and creating fire. All these methods are asur. V'im milabnim es ha'ro'afim litzloi saleim. The ro'afim are the roof tiles. They used to use them to, as almost like a grill, to come and heat on them. You now allow to use it. Yom Tov, the Gemara is going to explain why not. A person could stand on mukze. Mukze is a place where you put fruits to dry. We're talking specifically about figs and grapes they used to put for dry. That's what's called a mukze, because it was makze. You put it aside to let it dry. So a person can stand on Erev Shabbos, b'shvis, on Shemitah, meaning why Shemitah? Because there's no Trumas Umaisus to do over here. You can eat it right away. He could say, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow, without designating exactly what he's going to eat. But he's saying, over here, from this place, I'm taking tomorrow. And then it takes it away from the status of Mokzeh. He has to be more specific and saying, from this to here, from this place to this place, this is where I'm taking the fruits. And he has to write it down. It's not enough that he's going to say. He has to do a Maise by showing that he's taking out of Mokzeh. So says the Gemara, he's tani milabim. There's one brace that says you could use the roof tiles, you could heat them up, and one says you can't. Omer Chizda Mandom Melabnim Bibdukim. Mandom Melabnim Mishain Bibdukim. Meaning, if it's the first time you're using it, so you still have to test it to see if it can handle the fire, then you can use it on Yom Tov. Because that's considered to be creating a kli. But if it was already used in the past, you just want to come and heat on it, then you could do it on Yom Tov. Contradicts himself. The Tanin and Damon we learned over there, which means earlier in the Masechta. If you want to take the birds, you have to shake them before Shabbos. For Ablozer of Shmuti, Ablozer is also Beit Shammai. So why does he say you could just say you want to take from here without picking it up? When it's a live bird, then you have to pick it up to come and designate it. Has more of a status of muktzeh. The person is not it's not going to come use it. So in order to take it out from the status of muktzeh, you have to pick it up. But something which is not alive, which is still like fruits, that's something that you don't have to pick it up. You can just say, this is what I want to take. He has to come and write it down. Continues the Gemara and Daf and Beis Amud Aleph. The Rabbanon contradicts themselves. The thing that the one we learned before, before he said you have to come and you don't have to pick the birds up, but he has to come and point out, this is the bird I'm going to take. And here they're saying, he just has to write down, he's going to take from this area, but he doesn't have to designate the exact fruits that he's taking. They also differentiate between something alive and not alive. Something which is alive, you need to do more. So according to Bisila, you need to come and say, this is what I'm taking. And if they're more make of the they just have to pick it up, but they say, this is what I'm taking. Regarding something which is not alive, so here they are more makel, I mean, you don't have to say this is the one, you could be more generic, but they're more machmir on Rabbi Lazar, because they say you have to write it down, while Rabbi Lazar says you don't have to write it down. With this, we conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Beitzo, Hadralach parak Amevika Deyayin, Hadralach parak Amevika Deyayin, and with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Yom Aleph.